तुम्हारे साथ का अनुभव बड़ा निराला है।
I heard a lot from the dadis, I'm sure, of their experiences with Brahma Baba, but not many must have heard about their experience, and especially the brothers, the dadas, of their experience with Baba. And we have with us Dada Chandra Haas. Only two dadas left of the yagya. Dadis are also passing away, and many dadas have passed away, but we have two dadas with us still alive. And the most active one is Dada Chandra Haas. The word Chandra Haas also has a very big meaning. Baba gave him this name. His name was not Chandra Haas. It's a story of a prince, Chandra Haas, in the scriptures. I think so. Dada can reveal. I've forgotten the story of Chandra Haas. No, Baba gave you this name. Sister Jenna is going to interview Dada Chandra Haas. Maybe we want specific things from him. Especially, he was so close to Brahma Baba, and he used to actually massage Baba. So that was his special job, and he loved, you know, massaging Baba. And whilst he was massaging Baba's feet, legs, Baba used to tell him so many things, so he would love to keep on massaging. And sometimes, you know, maybe he had to give even a bath to Baba, that's what he said. So that time also how Baba used to talk to him. Like, you know, we see Dadi, anything that Dadi says, many things which really, you know, they touch the heart so much. So he has many things to share, and he's also written a book. Who has read his book? Yeah. So Dada was asking one day, do double foreigners read that book? I said, I'm sure they must read. Yeah, oh, he has the book. This is the book. What's the name of this book?
An Alaukik Life Story.
Dawn of?
And the best thing is this. 50 states of Brahma Baba, which we have to follow. So because he was the...
Let me...
human soul before us.
Yes, so that has already started.
We can't follow Shiva Baba because he is immune from this world. But he faced all the struggles which came, all the examines which came before him. And he shows us practically how to face all this and follow Shiva Baba.
Yes, so Dada, yesterday Dada was saying that, do I have to speak in English? I said, Dada, you speak very good English. He said, but I left English 70 years ago. Because he learned in school, and then when he came to Baba, well, after that, no practice.
One day,
he spoke. Baba, so Dada starts. Thank you, Dada.
One day.
But Dada, she has questions for you. Okay, okay. Also.
No, I give you example only. The one day, Baba spoke in Vani, in class, that you have not to follow Brahma Baba even. You have to follow only Shiva Baba. You have to remember Shiva Baba, not Brahma Baba. Because Brahma Baba has nothing to give you. His pockets are empty. Whatever you have to get from Shiva Baba.
But Dada, wasn't that hard to remember Shiva Baba when Brahma Baba was so beautiful?
And when I sat with Baba massaging, I said, you are cheating us children. He said, I am cheating you. I said, you are cheating. You say your pockets are empty, you won't get anything from Brahma Baba. But from whom you have to get so many virtues? It is to follow you in Satyuga also we will have to follow your kingdom. When you will leave throne and give us, then we will be on the throne. So we have to follow anywhere, everywhere to you. And you say that you won't get anything from you. We have to get everything from you. Your pockets are full with all virtues. Saragun Sampan Solakala Sampuran. Who is he? You. So I have written in this
all virtues
outside footsteps of Brahma Baba.
So he wrote the footsteps of
we
Brahma
have
Baba.
To follow these Brahma Baba's footsteps.
Dada, have you ever stepped out of one step of Brahma Baba?
ये कहते हैं ये पूछते हैं आपने कभी भी एक भी कदम बाप के कदम से विरुद्ध लिया है जो कदम की बात चल रही है ना एक भी कदम आपने इसे विरुद्ध लिया है
मेरे को अगर कोई भी whenever I thought that this way would be better than Baba's advice I would ask Baba that I think Then Baba will otherwise say, no, your idea is not correct. It will be this and this. Oh, yes, Baba. I give you one example. When our Dadi Ji, Prakashmani Dadi Ji and Ratanmani Dadi Ji and Anand Kishore Dada, they had gone to Japan. And after 1 year service, they came to India. So they wanted to meet Baba. But at that time, we got one invitation from Chitrakoot. There was a religious conference. So we got invitation. So Baba wrote to them, to our Dadi, that you have to go first to Chitrakoot and give lecture over there. After that, you have to come to meet me. First of all, service. So, Prakashmani Dadi and Ratanmani Dadi, all the three, went straight to Chitrakoot. Baba got and he wrote a big letter, 50-page letter. It was not letter, but it was a lecture.
So, it's not a letter, so it's called book.
In that letter, Baba wrote many points. You have to explain this, you have to explain this, you have to explain this in that conference. So, and then Baba came to ask Mama to ask Chandras Bhai to go over there, take this letter with him and go to Chitrakoot and give this to Prakashmani Dadi. So Mama called me and said, take this letter, Baba said to Chitrakoot. I said, I may go so long away, let me post this express delivery. It will reach there quicker than me. So, Mama said, ask Baba. I went to Baba. Baba said, I said, Baba, if you say, I may send this letter through express delivery. Baba said, you have that much value of this letter. If they were real jewels, would you say that send them through post? I'm sorry, Baba. I'm taking it. That's how Baba taught us to value these jewels, these Baba's knowledge. In that way, sometimes if I thought that this will be better, I would ask Baba that if you think I can do this, then Baba would reply. Sometimes he will say, no, you are right, all right, do this. And sometimes he will correct me.
Dada, tell us, how did you come to Baba?
In that way, when we came over here from Pakistan, we had bigger life. Achha, main Baba ke paas kaise aaya? How I came to Baba? Because when Baba got visions of destruction and this, because I tell you that Baba used to say that Shiv Baba said, I give all the property, whatever golden age I have got, I give all to you. I give you the kingdom of golden age. But one thing I don't give to you children. What is that? Divya Drishti. Divine insight. And through divine insight, Baba began this. First of all, Baba gave divine insight to Brahma Baba, because he wanted body. Without body, Baba can't speak to us. So first of all, he gave Divya Drishti to Brahma Baba, that such a destruction has to come, and this golden age has to come over here, and you have to make that. And that way Baba left his all business and came back to Hyderabad, his city. And there he began satsang. In satsang, there were majority mothers, as now here also. Few brothers and many sisters. And in the beginning, what Baba gave knowledge, nothing more. Only took Gita, read some portions from there, and then Om. And in such a sweet way that many sisters went in trance.
Did you ever go into trance?
No, I didn't go.
Did you want to go into trance?
Try to both kiya. Wo to Baba. Try to, Baba used to say, sleep over here and think you are away from, immune from this body. Not me, but many children. And if you will be immune from this body, Baba will take you and show you divine insights and golden age visions, all this. But I tried many times, but I didn't go. Mama also tried, but Mama also didn't give. So many children, some children used to go, some mothers, and Baba, when Baba used to say Om, it was such a sweet way that many sisters used to go. I'm still remembering that sweet tune of Om. I can tell you, but I don't think somebody will go to trance. Be immune from this body. Oh. just go into trance and see Krishna and all deities also. And they used to dance. Old ladies also, you began dancing in trance. So this thing went throughout the city, that whoever goes in Baba's satsang, they get visions of gods and goddesses. Then Baba used to explain, you see gods and goddesses, who are they? You go to temples also, worship gods and goddesses, who are they? They are your elders, you are their children. And when you go into temple, do you take meat and wine and all this in the temple? Never. Then why do you eat this, give this to this body? So you have to leave all this. In that way Baba began changing our lives. Give all these bad habits also, smoking, everything. And it was such a power in Baba's versions that whoever used to listen, he began practicing practically. Many big businessmen also came. They left at once these smoking and wine and everything. For example, there was Chandramani Dadi's father, Ratan Chand Dada. He was very chain smoker and very wine, because he had no money, no question of money. He was a very rich businessman. But when he came over here in Baba's satsang, he left everything at once. All the city was astonished that what magic Baba do, that all these habits they leave. And that way, day by day, satsang began spreading.
Dada,
I also came at that time.
Dada, in Washington, I met a Sindhi man whose name was Tapu. I met a man in Washington, D.C. He was Sindhi. His name was Tapu. He's 95 years old, and he used to live in the bungalow across the street from Brahma Baba. And he knew Brahma Baba when he was at a Lake Raj. Then he saw Brahma Baba after a few months change and was wondering what was this magic coming through his eyes, that he would never look in Brahma Baba's eyes. When you used to look in Brahma Baba's eyes, what magic did you feel? What did you used to feel?
There was no magic. That was because many people used to say that Brahma Baba has learned some hypnotism in Calcutta, and now he hypnotized mothers and brothers, so they go into trance. Otherwise, gods and goddess views, it is not easy. Mahatmas also worship, do yoga for many years, then they get vision of gods and goddesses. And how here, whoever goes over there, he goes into trance. So there is some magic. They also put in the papers also, that Baba has learned some hypnotism magic, and he hypnotized mothers, and they go into trance. Mm-hmm. So they used to say, don't look in the eyes of, not even Brahma Baba, also to Brahma Kumaris, Baba's satsang jane wale. So don't look in their eyes, you will be hypnotized.
Is that what happened to all of us? Is that what has happened to all of us?
Is that what happened to all of us?
हमको तो नहीं हुआ, लेकिन ऐसे नहीं सभी को। ये तो शिव बाबा जिसकी रस्सी खींचता है,
शिव बाबा
ब्रह्मा बाबा भी कहता था ये तो शिव बाबा के हाथ में है, जिसकी रस्सी
खींचेगा।
It is in the hands of Shiva Baba. Brahma Baba doesn't send them in trance, but Shiva Baba pulls them and shows them the visions of golden age.
When you used to massage Brahma Baba, did he ever tell you about this scene that souls, all of his children from foreign lands, would come to Madhavan and meet him in a different form? Did he ever reveal that he saw this future scene of all these double foreigners in front of him?
Brahma Baba ne kabhi aap massage karte the to kabhi bataya ki videsh se aise aise log aayenge, kabhi is vishay par baat charcha
hui? Nahi, baba to shuru se bolta tha, meri to
beginning
bacche hai,
our children
are throughout the world, many have to come, there will be a big gathering day by day. So Baba used to ask me, Baba gave me duty of building, making buildings also, construction. So Baba said that, don't think that this small building will be enough. Day by day my children will
increase.
Increase and increase. Many has to come, lakhon, crore. They have to come over here. So Baba told us that before too much time, in the beginning also. But when we were in Pakistan, Baba didn't say that many children have to come. Baba said, now, within 6 months, within 1 year, there will be destruction. This world has to change. So you have to change yourself within that time. You have to be karmatis. All the burden of sins which are in your overview, you have to finish all this through yoga. So, all the day and night we used to practice yoga, that we have to be karmatis. Otherwise we will have to go into Dhamrajpuri.
So when the 6 months passed, and it was year 6 months later, 01 next day, what did you feel?
We thought
that... तब आपके मन में क्या संकल्प चला?
नहीं, हमने कहा बाप, हमने कहा हम कर्मातीत हुए कहाँ है? गिव यू मोर टाइम
लाइक
प्रैक्टिस दैट वॉज 14 इयर्स इन भट्टी. We have no connection with anybody, away from all the world. Only our small... At that time we were 350.
How many brothers?
50, 60. And what was at that time, that many, all the families came. In families, some small children, some big children, some youngsters. So, all the categories were separate. Mm. Small children, some mothers used to look after them, and bigger, separate. And in my age group, there were 12 boys.
How old were you?
Hmm. At that time I was 13, 14 years old. So Baba's son Narayan another Govind, another Balram, another Dadi Janki's brother Mohan. So this was all a group. It was a group. And one teacher was with us. He was Atman Nam. His name was Atman. He used to look after us and teach us English and all this. In that way, separate groups were separately looked after. And dadis were separate, and young girls, they were also separate. That was Manohar party. That Manohar Dadi, Ratanmini Dadi, all these Dadis, and that age group, they were separate. And Dadi's group, that was alert, separate, that was called Divine Unity.
Divine what?
Divine Unity. Baba also called them Panch Chiriyan.
What was
your name? That was Mithu Dadi, Chandramani Dadi.
उसका नाम क्या था ये पूछते हैं.
उसका कोई नाम नहीं रखा था.
Special name. अच्छा. So when the brothers grew up, what was the role of the brothers at that time?
जैसे भाई लोग बड़े हुए तो यज्ञ में उनका पार्ट क्या रहा भाइयों का?
Part separate. When we were under teaching, we used to study, and when we bigger, then everybody got his own separate charge. Like me, I had electricity charge in those days, also looking after electric connections, all this. And Narayan Dada, he was on transport charges, only repairing and looking after our cars and three buses, 8 cars at that time. Baba purchased 3 buses for children to go for a walk, go on the sea beach and have meditation over there. There are also photos of Clifton.
Some of the cars.
Children over there.
Yes.
In that way, Baba used to give us all the prayer, picnic, and going for a walk, and in that way, we were very much looked after properly, quite with love.
You know,
Baba
Dada,
and Mama.
Dada, you know what I was thinking as you were explaining? That many of us, even when we come to Madhuban first time or second time or third time, we don't even know that the program that Madhuban is setting is the program Baba had set in early days. You know, like go for picnic, go for walk to Baba's rock, sitting down having chit-chat, class, evening class, Brahma Bhojan at different times. And when you tell us these stories, it makes us now feel very much, Baba is the same days, we're not missing anything.
हम समझे इसने क्या कहा? जैसे जो जो दो दिन चारिया मम्मा ने बाबा ने आपके लिए रखी थी, जैसे उठना, खाना, ब्रह्मा भोजन, वॉक करना, ये सब बाबा के रॉक के ऊपर जाना, तो हम आते हैं तो हमारे लिए वही दिनचर्या होती है. जैसे आपके समय बाबा ने की थी, तो सच में यदि देखे तो हमारे लिए कोई मिसिंग नहीं है, क्योंकि वही चलता है जैसे बाबा ने
होता ना एक समान कहती है शब्द में एक तो समान है. अभी तो ऐसे नहीं, उन दोनों में तो दुनिया ही अपनी थी. इट वॉज अवर ओन वर्ल्ड, वी हैड नो अदर वर्ल्ड. But nowadays there's a
lot of expansion now.
But in many ways, when we come to Madhuban, now we feel like we're in another world. Yes. So what was
Baba, now also you are treated very sweetly. Baba look after every child. I have written in this many examples also, Baba, how to use, to teach us how to be connected with Shiv Baba. I am not doing anything. All is Shiv Baba doing. They were taking pictures also, my duty. So when some parties used to come over here, they said, let us have a photo with Baba. I said, Baba, they want to have a photo. Yeah, what do you think? This is not a Guru Gosai. My photo, what will they do? They have to remember Shiva Baba, not Brahma Baba. I said, Baba, it is their wish. You finish all wishes of children, so let them. All right, call them. In that way, Baba remained from his body consciousness. Baba didn't want to be as a Guru Gosai.
Dada, I'm saying the point that Baba was removed from his body consciousness, and I hope this is a good question. Remember the story where they were saying somebody had sent someone to hurt Baba? Were you there at the time and did you see Baba's body change and like disappear?
बाबा को मारने के लिए यज्ञ में कहानी आती
हाँ,
है ना
वो तो शुरू शुरू
तो आपको याद है कि बाबा की शक्ल कैसे चेंज हुई थी या उस समय के लिए ये प्रश्न
इसी टाइम में नहीं था एंड आई वाज एट दैट टाइम ओनली कमिंग एंड गोइंग इन सत्संग बट आई हैव लिसनड दैट आई सॉ दैट सिख आल्सो दी वाज सिख
अच्छा डिड ही बिकम अ ब्राह्मण Did he become a Brahmin?
नहीं वो माफी मांग के पांव पड़ के चला गया उसको
अच्छा
I tell you another story of Brahma Baba who when one day I was massaging Baba. But he was at that time immune from his body. His body was lying as if there is no soul. In that way I was and massaging. All of a sudden, Baba said, oh, you are massaging yet? So much time. Be quick. I have to go and write letters to children. I said, Baba, why do you come into this body? It is you have given it to Shiv Baba. It is now Shiv Baba's body. You be immune from this body. So Baba laughed. Then no child is giving knowledge to Baba. Sometimes I would say that I would massage Baba. Oh, yet you are massaging legs only. You are massaging or polishing boot, shoe.
Long boot.
I said it is a long shoe. Shiv Baba's long shoe. I must polish it very nicely.
Because
it takes two souls, double soul. Such a strong body is this. So how much should I massage it?
Dada, is that where Brahma Baba used to say in the Murli, this is a long boot? Did he get that from you?
Murli mein aata hai na?
Haan, but Murli mein bhi aata hai.
Baba ka aisa kaha, isliye Murli mein aata hai.
Ho sakta hai, Baba ko bhi ye kaha gaya, ki bhai ye long boot hai. Bombay mein ek bagicha tha, usme ek long boot government ne banaya tha, uska कंक्रीट का वो ऐसा था कि बच्चे उसमें जाके
सकते हैं
तो वो भी बाबा ने देखा था वो बाबा को याद था तो वो लॉन्ग बूट ऐसा है जिसमें आदमी जाता है तो ये भी लॉन्ग बूट ऐसा है जिसमें शिव बाबा ब्रह्मा बाबा
शिव ब्रह्मा बाबा को
दिस इज ओनली चिट चैट बाबा वाज डूइंग वन डे आई वाज गिविंग बाथ टू बाबा I said, Baba, who is the greatest devotee? in this world drama. Said, I am big devotee because I have began this worship of Shiva Baba on Dwapar Yuga. First of all, I made the temple. I said, what you said, what you did, only make a temple and kept Shiva Baba's Shivalinga over there and put a little bottle of milk over it. But now see practical.
You.
This is Brahma Baba's practical temple. Shiva Baba is here. Practical. And I am putting bucket of hot water over it. Now who is the biggest worshipper? Yes, you are worshipper. That way we used to chit-chat with Brahma Baba. It was most luck, my luck, that Baba was so near and dear to me. What I tell you, it was a practical golden age, diamond age life. Golden age will be in golden age, but this Sangam Yuga is diamond age. Even yours also, who have picked you over here? Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba is a jeweler. And now he also doing jewelry business. Picking his jewels from all over the world. So you are so lucky that you have been pulled by
Shiva Baba.
Speak to you.
Yes, yesterday, Lechu Daddy said that some of the souls who were in the early days of Yajna, they have taken rebirth and have come back to Madhuban. Have you ever seen in one of the double foreigners a soul you knew from the early days of Yajna?
Subject for Krishna. ये कहते हैं कि कल ये बात निकली थी कि कई हैं लक्ष्मी दादी के साथ चिट्चा था ना तो उसमें ये बात निकली थी कि जो कुछ है जो यज्ञ में से शरीर छोड़ के गए हैं तो जब आप कोई डबल विदेशी देखते हो तो कभी आपको भावना आती है कि ये यज्ञ से गया है यज्ञ से आया है
Sometimes it happens that some child, small child, come and have so much love with us. We think that it is possibly in previous birth he might be in Madhuban.
So that love is the signal.
But it is only gazing. We can't say practical.
Acha. Acha. All right, this is a good time now for me to ask anyone here if they have any questions for Dada. It's such a nice chit-chat, no? Very hearty.
Dada, humne suna ke aap ho.
Anybody has questions for Dada?
You have asked the Murli question, that's what he will answer.
The Murli question, acha. Dada used to record the Murlis, right?
In the beginning, when I came over here, because it is my history, how I came over here, because Baba began satsang, it was quite near to my maternal parents. I was living over there. So my maternal mother, grandmother, took me, said, let us go to Brahma Baba's satsang, because whoever goes over there, he goes into trance. So I went with her, and when I listened to these Baba's versions, that how Baba teaches to take virtues in you and leave these bad habits, that attracted me, that I must also change my these habits. So it is a very good knowledge Baba is giving. And that way I began to going to Baba's satsang. And many of our old relatives also used to come. But when there was the point of purity, then the struggle began. Because many were against that mothers should be pure, celibate, how will this
population
go? How children will be born? So in that way, in that reason, there was a struggle between anti-womanly and ourselves. They began too much, very much. There is also one picture making satyagraha picketing, and we children are standing outside. Om Nivas, Baba made Om Nivas for children's boarding. Baba also used to live over there.
Where are you in the picture?
And this is at that time I was just a small boy.
This on the first one. You can pass it around.
And these are all our relatives picketing.
First one, yeah.
Yes. Studying in the school, going on cycle to study, and also come to Brahma Baba's satsang.
So later on, when Murli started, like Sakar Murlis, you used to record the Murlis on a recorder, or you used to write the Murli? And for how long did that period last?
Recording came when we came over only 1963. We got tape recorders.
Who gave that tape recorder?
From Germany.
Oh, it came from Germany.
From Germany, that Jayanti Ben's mother. She
sent the first tape recorder to the Yeti.
Yes, tape recorders here.
Achcha.
First of all, another brother of Chandramani Dadi's brother, he brought one tape recorder from foreign countries. In those days, here in India, there were no
tape recorders.
So he brought it and gave it. Then at that time, Baba was in Bombay. So he gave it to Baba. Baba was speaking on phone with one sister. So they recorded that, and when the phone was finished, they played that tape. Baba said, "Oh, there is ringing, phone is ringing, take it." Phone is not ringing. And then Baba's wife, Baba was very astonished, "What is this? It is very nice. Let my class also be recorded and sent, so that all the children may listen to my voice, practical." And then we wrote to Jayanti Ben.
Can you get some water from the room?
Jayanti Ben's mother, she sent more tape recorders.
Rajni Ben.
And then here also tape recorders were beginning building. So everybody would say that, send me tape. How to record so many tapes to send them? So I have to keep 6 tape recorders to record Baba's Murli, because everybody wanted practical, original. Now how to control these 6 steps? One with one figure, one another, 4 with 2 hands and 2 with 2 feet. Baba used to laugh, "What you want me?" I said, "Baba, what to do? Everybody wants original tape, so we have to." So there are many stories. I have got my own.
What would Baba say? Hmm? What would Baba say?
अगर ऐसा हुआ तो बाबा क्या कहते थे?
Drama. ये मेरा है.
Oh, that's yours.
It's holy, no? Holy. Early holy. It's just early holy, Dada. It's okay. All right. So now, any questions from anybody? Yeah, he was only 12. What bad habits did you have at 12?
कहते हैं कि आप तो इतनी छोटी आयु में बाबा के पास आए, तो आपने कौन सी बात थी जो परिवर्तन हुई? कौन सी एक बात आप बताएं?
मैंने यही तो बताया कि बाबा जो वर्चुअल भरने के लिए कहता था.
लेकिन आपके अंदर कौन सी बात ऐसी थी जो आपको लगा कि मुझे परिवर्तन करना है?
परिवर्तन तो सब प्रकार की होती है ना. बचपन में क्या होता है, खेल कूद ये वो तो
प्लेइंग
और खान पान के खास करके मेरे नहीं. स्पेशली आई गॉट द वर्शंस दैट यू हैव नॉट टू ईट vicious people's food, cooked by vicious people. So when they me to feed food, but I refused. 7 days I didn't eat anything. So I was so weak I couldn't stand. So they were that this child may not die. So they said, all right, you cook with your own hand. They left me, and I used to cook with my own hand. So that was the special point which I took from Baba's version, that you have not to eat vicious people's hands food.
What is the meaning for, what is the spiritual meaning behind that?
You will also be vicious. You won't be pure, and you will also get these vibrations, vicious vibrations. Through food, you will get vicious vibrations of vicious people.
Achoo.
And that was why I was safe and came to Papa. They used to beat me also not to go to, because anti-womanly people asked them that not let them meet with Brahma Kumaris.
ये है कि सब एक है, हम सबके प्रति प्यार रखे और सबके साथ रहे, और दूसरे तरफ ये सब करते हुए न्यारे कहते रहे. ये एक प्रश्न है. सब रहते थे इतने सबके बीच, फिर भी न्यारी स्थिति.
बाबा हैज टॉट अस मेनी पॉइंट्स. बाबा हैज गिवन दैट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल थिंक यू आर सोल एंड this is drama you are looking at. Whatever is happening, it is according to drama. I am soul looking at, and all these whatever who are with me, they are also all souls. If you will be soul conscious, it will be quite easy to be in contact also, and immune from contact. Many times, one day, Baba came in the class, said, "Oh, Kumarka, Dadi, leave your shoes outside." She said, "I have no shoes. Nobody can wear shoes in the class." Buddhu, I don't say these shoes of the foot, but this body is your shoe. So leave body consciousness outside. Shiv Baba has come to meet only you children souls. So here sit soul conscious. Think that we souls are meeting with Shiv Baba, like in our sweet home. there are also Shiva Baba and all souls. Similarly, here also you have to practice that we are children, souls with Shiva Baba. In that way you will be immune from everything. Whatever is happening, it is drama. We are looking at the drama. Through these are windows. Eyes are windows. Through windows we are looking at world drama. Whatever is happening, it is happening according to drama. So be immune from it.
Questions.
And soul conscious. We are all souls sitting over here. Also acting with body, that we have also knowledge that what body I have and what part I have to play. But originally we are all souls. We have to go back. But remember, how will you go to, in the end, how will you go in your sweet home? When that time will come, first of all, Shiva Baba has to go and open the door of Mukti Dham. And you have to follow. When you follow Shiva Baba, all souls will follow you. Because Shiva Baba is like a magnet. And when a needle attached to magnet, that needle itself becomes magnet. And it catches other needles. Similarly, you have to follow Baba, and other souls will follow you. In that way, all the souls has to go to sweet home. In that way, now also, we are all souls, doing our part also, we have all knowledge, but playing part also, we know that this is a drama. We are acting like world drama, whichever part we have got.
Another question. Have there been any recordings? Have you done recordings of Mama singing?
Mama geet gaate the na? To uske awaaz mein hai, ye puchte hain.
Nahi. Another question.
It was in the very beginning we were in Pakistan. Here Baba didn't leave that Mama in Madhuban. She used to go on service and service. But there whatever Mama used to speak, we have got these tapes also.
एक इसका प्रश्न है जैसे आप साकार में बाबा को मिलते थे ना और जिस रीति से साकार में मिलते हैं और वे आप अव्यक्त बाप दादा को मिलते हैं तो इसका अनुभव क्या अंतर क्या है जैसे आप साकार में मिलते थे अब तो अव्यक्त बाप दादा का पार्ट है ना
हाँ अभी तो अव्यक्त बाबा अव्यक्त बाबा तो अव्यक्त बाबा ही है शिव बाबा
अव्यक्त बाबा अव्यक्त बाबा
सुप्रीम फादर कम्स टू मीट अस That is something else. And we are all souls. We are not Supreme Soul. We are souls. We are meeting each other with... In that way, we are all brothers, children of that Supreme Soul.
Dada, what is the difference between your meeting with Sakar Baba when Shiv Baba used to enter him?
Sakar Baba and Shiv Baba. Sakar Baba was full with all virtues and all practical before us, so that we can learn many things from him.
Hmm.
And Shiv Baba, he comes for some time and give us his sikhyaye, teachings.
In his day to day life now, what is his relationship to him?
सारे दिन में कार्य व्यवहार करते हुए तो उस संबंध का फर्क क्या है ये पूछते हैं। बाबा आते हैं कि बात नहीं है, साकार में जिस रीति से प्रमाणिकता से बाबा से वार्तालाप करते थे ना, जैसे आपने अनुभव सुनाया,
वो बात दूसरी है। वो तो प्रतिचरण में साकार में है।
That was a different matter, साकार बाबा and being entertaining and conversation. और अभियक बाबदा से आप कैसे वार्तालाप करते हैं, ये आपका क्या संबंध है, किस रीति से आप
वो
करते
तो हैं? हम समझते हैं बाबा आते हैं, हम
बाबा खम्स गिव अस टीचिंग
एंड इन प्रैक्टिकल वी ट्राई टू प्रैक्टिस व्हाट एवर बाबा गिव अस डायरेक्शंस एंड एज टाइम्स इज Now, day by day, time is coming near and Baba is asking us to practice this.
What I understand from it, from him is, what he's trying to say is, Sakar form and when he was with Baba, it's a totally different path. It cannot be compared, you know, because he was physically living with him. So he says there's no way he can compare the part of Avyak Babdada and his experience compared to Sakar Baba and the role he played with Sakar Baba. And obviously from Avyak Baba, what he's saying is he's trying to understand the teachings, what Avyak Baba has to say and put that into practical life. That's what he's explaining.
He answers that in his own way in terms of the practical inculcation. So you want to know which Baba he talks to? One more over here.
Jaise yagya mein Baba kehte the na ki samay kam baki kam hai. और अभी भी बाबा ने कहा ना कि जैसे टू लेट का बोर्ड नहीं लगा है लेकिन लेट जरूर है, तो आपके दिल में क्या लगता है, क्या अंतर है जैसे बाबा पहले कहते थे और बाबा ने अभी कहा?
बाबा आगे तो कहते थे हमको पुरुषार्थ कराने के लिए, वो तो हम देखते हैं भाई टाइम तो था, लेकिन बाबा ये खाली कहता था जैसे बच्चों को कहते हैं ना जल्दी,
चाइल्ड ही वुड से यू नो।
Similarly, at that time Baba used only to have it practice and make us ready.
Achha.
We didn't know that we have to go out and give this knowledge to others. At that time, we did not, but Baba wanted to make his children first ready so that they can give knowledge to others also. They must be practical in that form also. So in on account of this Baba used to say that there is very little time. Otherwise Baba knew that there is a long time for practice, lekin to make his children ready for service, that was Baba's plan. Baba knew that. He didn't tell us that you have to go out for service, but you have to make only yourself ready to go, so that we may be that much powerful souls that we can give this knowledge to others.
Very nice, Dada.
But now we know practically that really time is day by day. We are looking at the world, parasthitiyan bhi dekhte hain.
Of the world now, day by
situations day. Are such that we can understand ourselves that now there is not much time in that way which is going over there now in the world. You know everything. So now we practically see that there is very little time for us.
Dada, at traffic control time at 12 o'clock, I was remembering when I asked Lachhmi Dadi at dinner, when did Amrit Vela start and why did Amrit Vela get started?
Iska prashna ye hai ki Amrit Vela kab se shuru hua? Dadi Lachhmi se baatcheet chal rahi thi aur kyun Amrit Vela shuru hua? Kab aur kyun?
वो तो शुरू से लेकर के हुआ है। जब
कौन से साल में शुरू हुआ?
ये समझो 38 के बाद, 38 तक तो सारे घमसान वगैरह चलते थे, ये आंदोलन वगैरह चलते थे।
उसके बाद ऑफिशियल,
ऑफिशियल 4 बजे तो यहाँ आके शुरू हुआ है
ऑफिशियली। व्हेन दे केम हियर ऑफिशियल 4 o'clock अमृत वेला टाइम स्टार्ट है बेसिकली। When they came here,
52? 51. 50.
1950. In Birjapur. 5550.
And why did Baba start to wake us up at 3:30? He said, Baba started to wake us up at 3:30. He said, Baba started to wake us up at 3:30. Why did Baba start?
इसीलिए अमृत वेला जो होता है बड़ा शुद्ध होता है। यूजुअली आल्सो आर व्हेन यू विल सी दैट इन टेम्पल्स आल्सो व्हेन वर्शिपर्स गो दे गो इन द अर्ली मॉर्निंग्स। अमृत वेला तो शुरू से लेकर के सभी को पता है।
एवरीबॉडी नोज दैट टाइम,
एवरीबॉडी नोज दैट इन द अर्ली मॉर्निंग इट इज वेरी प्योर। बाबा यूज टू गिव ऑल्सो दैट ऑल द डे इन बिजनेस ऑल्सो दे डू मेनी बैड थिंग्स एंड एट नाइट ऑल्सो दे गो इन टू वाइसेस। बट अमृत वेला इज द टाइम वेन देर इज ऑल साइलेंस एंड प्योर वायुमंडल, pure vibrations. So at that time if you will sit in meditation, it will be easy for you to meditate.
How is everybody?
That is the time best for meditation.
How is everybody? I'm not feeling.
Yeah, in the West it's not. Yes.
What do you mean it is? Amrit Vela is not a general practice.
Oh yeah, okay. In Lokic world.
Right. Okay.
In the West. Right. And therefore for people in the West
we call it effort.
ये कहती है कि जैसे भारत में जो संस्कार है ना, सुबह सुबह उठना, भगवान को याद करना, 4 बजे आदि आदि, तो फिर भी भारतवासियों के लिए सहज है। लेकिन ये कहते हैं कि हमारे कल्चर में इतना जल्दी उठने का नहीं था, हमको थोड़ा मुश्किल लगता है।
बिकॉज दादा इन द वेस्ट एट 4 o'clock they're still at parties.
विदेश में 4 बजे तो
हमारे 4 बजे आपके वो बराबर है, टाइम का फर्क पड़ता है। बट द थिंग इज दैट इन योर कंट्री आल्सो इन द मॉर्निंग ऑल आर इन बेड एंड क्वाइट साइलेंस, देयर आल्सो दैट टाइम इज मोस्ट प्योर silence.
Nobody this part, you know, I mean 12, 1, 2, yes, but 4 o'clock, I'm sure Baba said
Benji,
4 o'clock for a reason.
Benji, they party at 4 o'clock.
That time is it is called Sattvic time.
Anyway, I'm sure Baba must have said 4 o'clock for a reason.
No, it's true, but we were just saying it's in the true. West that one story in New York, in Queens, when Sister Mohini and the Garhwalas there used to get up for Amrit Vela, there was a nightclub in front of the center that was closing at 4 o'clock when they were coming for Amrit Vela. So it was different.
There is change of time also. There's
it was different,
but
no?
But anywhere in the morning time, it is sattvic.
Yes.
Silence.
Okay.
कहती है कि जब मैं फायदा ये समझती हूँ, यदि सभी ब्राह्मण 4 बजे उठते हैं तो उसी वाइब्रेशन से फिर बाबा को याद करना सहज हो जाता है, ये ऐसे ले रही है।
नहीं, ब्राह्मण तो ऐसे है, ऐसे समझो माने भी, लेकिन प्रैक्टिकली क्या है कि उसी देश के उसी जहाँ रहते हैं वहाँ का वायुमंडल भी तो चाहिए। जहाँ रहते हैं वहाँ पे अगर समझो यहाँ पे सुबह का 4 बजे है, वहाँ पे रात के 9-10 बजे है, तो तो वहाँ क्या वायुमंडल होगा, सब विकारों में जाएंगे, शराब पियेंगे, क्लबों में जाएंगे, वायुमंडल वहाँ का क्या होगा?
नहीं, इसका कहने का भाव कि जिस देश में जो 4 बजे योग करते हैं, हमें अमेरिका में 4 बजे सबके 4 होते हैं, इसका कहने का भाव कि उसी देश वाले जो उठते हैं ना, तो वायुमंडल में मदद,
बस वही वही वही
दादा, बिकॉज इट्स इजियर इन इंडिया, बिकॉज एवरीबॉडी इज वेकिंग अप एट लीस्ट थिंकिंग अबाउट गॉड. इन द वेस्ट everybody is getting ready to go to bed because the vices are just making them tired. So we have to make extra effort to get up. This is what sister was trying to say, no?
कहते हैं कि भारत के लिए फिर भी सहज है कि सभी भगवान को याद करते हैं, उसी वातावरण ऐसा होता है, होता है, तो विदेश में पुरुषार्थ करना पड़ता है क्योंकि विकारी वातावरण होता है, पार्टी होती है.
सुबह को 4 बजे कौन सा विकारी वातावरण होगा? सुबह को 4 बजे शराब पी
जाएंगे. How can anybody drink at 4 o'clock or party atmosphere at 4 o'clock in the morning? He can't understand that one.
Dada, it's good you don't understand. It's good.
It's good.
Okay, 1 minute yog karo, 5 minute yog. So we would like to thank Dada with one hand clap. Thank you very much. And as I said yesterday, it's such a fortune. We really feel we're not missing anything now. We really have the elders with us. So now we just take maximum benefit at this time. So Dada, thank you, and 5 minute yog.